In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the votive mass of the Holy Ghost, and to implore God's help for the starting school year, we are asking today that God would send His Holy Ghost to protect us, to guide us, and to fill us with heavenly wisdom and good knowledge. And of course, those of you who receive communion, receive God, receive Jesus in every day in the Holy Mass, but very closely and intimately, Holy Ghost is also your friend, and He is your guest of whom you should take care of. And as I mentioned you yesterday, the greatest way to learn how to live good life is to follow the examples of the saints who were truly friends of God and always filled with love, filled with Holy Ghost and love towards God. Many of the saints which Church venerates in different parts of the world are not mentioned in our Missal, but they are still great God saints. And I will tell you today about one of them who is venerated in Europe today, named Saint Ida, who lived in Germany about 1200 years ago. Saint Ida had her education as a child in the court of a blessed Charlemagne, who was the great Roman emperor in medieval times. And from her childhood, even though Saint Ida lived in the royal court, she learned to love God and was inspired by Holy Ghost of always remembering that her true future home after the end of her life would be in heaven. And like all the saints, she made good care of this Holy Ghost, that He would live in her and teach her to do right thing. While many other people in the court did their best to please the emperor and obtain high positions, Saint Ida knew that she was created to serve God, and that this world is good only in as much as it prepares us to heaven. Fortunately, she did find good companions too in the court. It of course helped that the Emperor Charlemagne was a holy and pious emperor. In fact, he has been beatified by the Church with the feast day on January the 28th. But Blessed Charlemagne also had two very holy sisters named Odilia and Gertrude. With these two sisters, Saint Ida sought her pleasure from religion, from prayer, and from life of penitence. Blessed Charlemagne's sisters remained unmarried, but the emperor gave Saint Ida in marriage to one of his favorite lords of the court, named Egbert. And fortunately, this was truly happy marriage, where Egbert and Saint Ida lived joint life dedicated to the service of God and practicing good works. However, Egbert died when Saint Ida was still very young, and now in the state of a widow, Saint Ida sanctified herself totally for devotions and penance. She wanted to get rid of all worldly and sensual affections and prepare her heart purely as the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost, and to keep Holy Ghost as her constant reminder that soon after this earthly life she would regain her true heavenly home. But Saint Ida also wanted to conceal herself from the eyes of men and from the eyes of the world, and prayed as far as possible, it was, in private, secluded from everyone else. At the end of life, she had a long and very painful sickness, but no one knew about it, because she never let out the least word of complaint, and she never mentioned her sufferings to anyone. Dear children, your daily Mass, which you go, is the greatest form of prayer the Church and you can offer to God. But remember also that you are the guest, you are the hosts of God, who in the form of Holy Ghost comes to live in you as your guest. And even though you participate to Mass every day, remember to take good care of this precious guest of yours, and always during the course of the day offer him some attention. Make a small good prayer in private where no one can see you, and remind and in taking care of this great guest, the Holy Ghost. After all, if you would be out in the world, in the play, or study, or doing other things, who would take care of this great guest of yours? God, the Holy Ghost himself, is meant to live in you, and you want to be a good host for this precious guest, and offer him as much as attention and care as you can. In the course of a day, don't forget this great guest, but always follow his wise counsels. Always show love, respect, and affection to every people around you. But when you are alone, when no one sees you, remember at least occasionally, and even with a small prayer, this great guest of yours. You are truly one of the privileged children of the whole world, because God himself lives in you, and you want to be as good hosts as possible, and always show attention to your honorable guest. So during school year, while you are busy with your studies and play, remember afterwards that this great guest also seeks and asks some attention, and you, as a good and obedient child, remember your Heavenly Father as well, and you also think, like Saint Ida did and all the saints, that this world is truly only a schoolroom for studying and learning about God, and the next future everlasting heavenly life is the time of true rest and the time of true happiness in unity with God forever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.